Blitz. The 2024 NTT IndyCar Series season continues this coming weekend at beautiful WeatherTech Raceway, Laguna Seca, and Sunday's Firestone Grand Prix of Monterey. Sunday will also mark the competition debut for one David Malukas in the number 66 AutoNation Arctic Wolf Honda for Meyer-Shank Racing, although it's not David's first appearance in the car. That came at the Milwaukee Mile last week during the open test up there, in which he was fifth quick in the morning session, and I believe top 10 again in the afternoon, seventh, I believe, in the afternoon session. So not a bad way to slide into a brand new environment. And David joins us this morning. I know, David, you've been patiently waiting for your first race here in 2024. What is the anticipation like as you head into the week and head into Sunday?
Yeah, it's been, time is just getting slower and slower. You know, I just can't wait to get back in it. And it was the same with the Milwaukee test. I've never been more careful in my life, you know, going upstairs or doing anything before the test. You know, I was like, all right, left foot, right foot, you know, like really just focus so I can make it in one piece into the car. And it was good. And the test went fantastic. The speed was there. The team was there. It was really good. So going into Laguna here, I can't wait. I'm actually going to be going to the simulator later today to kind of prepare for it, and then head over there.
In fact, I think you're heading out of here in about 30 minutes or so. So we'll try to wrap things up before you do that. Again, I know things have moved quickly since the announcement, the test. But have you felt a relationship with the team yet? How have you gelled with the team so far?
It's been incredible. I mean, as soon as I came in, they opened me with welcome arms. It's just kind of felt like family to me. Just like long-lost brothers, you know, I feel like I've known them forever, and it was like I finally get to see them again. And obviously from Shank's side, from the whole team, to the engineering crew, the mechanics, just so friendly, so welcoming, and I think it's going to be a very good last 10 races for me here.
That's good. Good way to start, for sure. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Again, if you have a question at the virtual raised hand function, we'll begin with our friend Archie O'Reilly overseas, Dietbaum Motorsports. Good morning, Archie.
Morning. Thanks, Dave. Hi, David. First of all, could you please just take us through kind of what the emotions have been over these last few months, obviously from the accident, then the release from McLaren, and then now the important part being the rebound and kind of getting this opportunity at MSR. So just what have the emotions been over these 4 months or so?
It's definitely been a roller coaster, that's for sure. Man, it started with obviously a big high, getting the whole Aaron McLaren deal signed, and then it went to a pretty big low after everything that's happened with the injury. I mean, those few months afterwards, honestly, the stress kind of, I'd say, went away once the contract got terminated, because there wasn't such a heavy push on making a specific timeline. But still, at the same time, I was still working on the hand, doing everything I could, just in case something were to happen. And the MSR deal came around, and I gave the call to the doctors, and they said, yeah, we think you'll be ready, and we worked on it, and fast forward to now, and we're here. So it definitely has been an emotional roller coaster this 2024 for me, but, you know, it was a character-building year, and now we're back.
And then after the outing at Milwaukee last week, how did the wrist feel? Is it still restricted at all? Do you feel there's kind of more to go, or is it feeling pretty good now?
I mean, it's feeling very good. The Milwaukee test, I wasn't really too worried going into it. Just being an oval, there's not much strain on that left wrist or that left hand in general. I mean, not much movement on the steering wheel, and it's also all just left-handers. So Laguna is definitely going to be more of a question mark with the repavement as well being a lot heavier on the wheel. So we're going to see what we can do. I mean, there's a lot of things from the car side that we can do to help the steering and already have done from like a setup standpoint to make it a bit easier for that wrist to move. But overall, I think it's going to be okay. I've been on the sim almost every day doing, you know, race simulations, going 2 hours plus, similar to an IndyCar feedback on the wheel, to the point where my right hand is like, you know, get a little bit tired. So we're doing everything we can. I think we'll be set and ready to go out there and perform.
And are you placing any expectations on yourself for these early stages, or is the most important thing just to keep the pressure off as you kind of just get back into your groove?
Yeah, I think for the time being, kind of just taking pressure off, like you said. I think, you know, going back into it, coming from an injury, I never had an injury this bad before, let alone going back into a car, so I don't really know what to expect. And talking to people around me that have dealt with those things, especially TK, I've still been working a lot with him, and he says, you know, just take your time going into it. Things are going to be very different. And kind of just take everything slow. And we're going to see how it goes. I mean, I think the performance is going to be there, especially after how well the Milwaukee test went. But then again, you don't know. It's a road course, so we'll take our time to see how it's going to be. A little bit of a survival race, and then after that, probably start focusing on more performance.
And then finally, just a quick follow-up to that. You mentioned TK. Has McLaren done anything to kind of support you since the release? Have you still been working with, I don't know, physios that they've supplied or what have you?
Yeah, so I still was able to use their trainer, Sean Smith. He's been fantastic throughout my entire recovery. And, you know, we both know it's very hard to kind of find somebody new once you've already been with somebody that's started from the early stages. So, yeah, they still let me use all that stuff. And then away from the team side, just TK himself, he's let me use his new very fancy simulator place to kind of go at it. And it's been very cool, very welcoming, which has been interesting because he streams in the background. And I swear the last few days he's been wearing some like wig, and I was just driving. I turned around, like, what is he doing? So yeah, but he's been super friendly and awesome.
Thanks, David. Great to see you back. Best of luck this weekend. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Archie. Yeah, it's good to have TK in your back pocket for sure, right, David?
I mean, yeah, it's incredible. That's another thing too. I'd say is 2024 season. I'm now working with both of the best Brazilians in racing. So.
There you go. That's a whole chapter in the book for sure. Ben Johnson, the Paddock Eye. Go ahead, Ben.
Cheers, Dave. Hey, David. Welcome back. This is a fantastic opportunity for you with Meyer Shank Racing. What were your thoughts on the hybrid test?
Overall, I thought it went very well. We didn't have any issues from the hybrid testing, and I tested with the hybrid at McLaren in the early preseason stuff, and obviously it was more in the early stages. So it's kind of a big gap for me coming back into it now from what I was expecting before. And now it seems like they've cleared up a lot of those issues, and it seems to be very well and strong. And I think it added a lot of characteristic for an oval especially.
Right. And in terms of, like, Monterey coming up, obviously it's a very tricky track, but it's a very fast track. So what do you think you can do in terms of helping the team to move forward this weekend?
You know, I think it's going to be, it's going to be a win-win from both sides of the team. From my side, I'm obviously getting back into the car, going to be able to see where things are at, being out of the car for so many months. But also from the team side, I think it's another characteristic. I feel like I've seen, obviously, Felix's data at McLaren. I've seen it now. And we do have pretty good matching when it comes to the way we enter corners with heavy braking, focusing on exits. So I think we're going to mesh very well and work on kind of creating a very good setup together through the practice sessions leading up to the race.
Awesome.